You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells, brought to you by Destiny Fitness, It Nicks, Wintersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Store, Crunch Fitness, and Anytime Fitness Tipton, Douglas. Now, here's Maria and Jim on Newstalk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And neither one of us have our headphones on, Jim. We're really prepared. Well, there's Charles Clark right on time, Jim.
That's right. That's right. The man who's lost 15 pounds, power walking, and intermittent fasting. Congratulations.
Well, congratulations. And Sean Eikenberry, thank you for joining us tonight. Got a real packed field show tonight. Got a great call-in guest, a new person, Jim. Drew Green, all the way from the Atlanta area, and we're excited to have him. He's the managing director for Biogenics. He's also a trainer. He's also a competitor. He's going to be coming down to NPC 9 the Gladiators to compete. And he has anti-aging things and supplements, and some of which you have already partaked in.
That's right. You know, he was kind enough to give me a sample bottle of one of his products when we saw him at one of the NPC events up there in Lilburn, Georgia. And so I've been taking those. I've been trying them, and we'll talk later about the results.
That's right. Charlie Mizell, thank you for joining us. I haven't seen you in a while. Mike, how you been? You joined us too, so.
Yeah, making sure our audio works on there.
There you go. Good, thank you. I appreciate that, Mike. You always try to make us sound good and look good, and Jim and I need all the help we can get.
Nah, amen. You guys got it.
But, Jim, we were going to be in the title town in Valdosta, Georgia this weekend. Tell them about it.
That's right. I've been looking forward to this event for a while, and it's finally almost here. Two more days, and we'll be down here for the strongman competition.
That's right. Dr. Jake Croft has put this event together, the first strongman competition, I believe, in South Georgia. And, wow, it is going to be huge.
He has 70 competitors.
70 competitors already. 16 women and 54 men.
Very good. Very good.
It starts at 9 a.m. Saturday over in the mall area by where they have all the little fair things over there. There'll be food trucks there, so you'll be plenty of food. Bring your chair. It's free to spectators.
Can't beat that.
Cannot beat that. And, of course, we're just going to see it and to cover it. Fit Talk is. Now, Jim, I don't really understand these. Maybe you can explain them a little bit. Jake was working, so he couldn't be on the show with us tonight, but sandbag to shoulder. That's okay. One of the events. That's event one.
All right.
I guess you're lifting a big sandbag and taking it to your shoulder.
Right, right. And it sounds like, you know, the sandbags have different weights, so you want to keep lifting until you get the heaviest one that you can lift, I suppose.
I guess so. Then it's a log press. They're going to actually press a log over their head.
Right, right. I've seen that one.
And a carry and load medley is event number three.
Okay.
And then a sandbag over something. I couldn't read the last word there when I was reading on this thing, but sandbag over something. And then an Atlas Stone loading ladder.
Okay. So on the last one, do they throw a sandbag over a wall possibly or something like that?
Maybe. It started with a B. The word started with a B. It was a three-letter word. You do Wordle all the time. So what is the three-letter word? B, something D, I think.
Building. You got to throw it over the building.
I don't think so. Hey, Aubrey, thank you for joining us. I mean, 70 people are going to be competing, 16 women, 54 men. Starts at 9 a.m. with the national anthem. The first event starts about 9:15. So I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be an awesome, awesome event. We're going to take pictures. We're going to interview people. It's just going to be a big day for us because Saturday, after we get through a Jake's event, we got to hightail it back to Tifton.
Well, we got to visit those food trucks first.
Okay. Jim likes to eat, people.
It's all about the food.
If any of you want to bring him some cakes or your casseroles or anything, it takes a lot to feed this man. But – Yes, the Sterlings that owned Plant Tail over in Tifton.
Beverly and Danny.
Beverly and Danny Sterling have donated to ABAC's Georgia Museum of Agriculture, which used to be the Georgia Agorama, now belongs to ABAC, have donated this huge
collection
of telephone memorabilia.
Yeah. Vintage telephones, antique telephones, any kind of technology associated with telephones, I suppose. And, you know, it sounds like an interesting display.
I think it's going to be interesting. So we've got to go to that as soon as we get finished with the strongman competition. So we've got a packed Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be a full day Saturday.
It will be absolutely a full day Saturday. So we are looking forward to that. And then soon, next month, we'll be on the road. First of all, we'll be May the 6th in one of my favorite places, Panama City Beach.
Yes.
And we'll be at the Riptide, MPC Riptide Bodybuilding Show. And one of our good friends, Sam McCord, is going to be competing in that. So we're going to support him and obviously to promote MPC Night of the Gladiators as well.
Right. And also support the show and support the promoters.
That's right. Vic Sellers, Tony Curtis, Mike Matassa, all of them, the big promoters in the North Florida district. We want to support them. And then here in Georgia, our second show is coming up May 27th. And Miss Sydney Gillian, which is Miss Olympia, Miss Figure Olympia, she is it's going to be up in Noonan, Georgia. It's May the 27th. We're trying to get her on the show here with us so that she can help promote that show soon. But we're excited about that. And we'll be going there to support her, obviously, up in Noonan, Georgia, on May the 27th. So we've got a little schedule going on here.
We're going to be busy.
Okay, well, we were trying to read what Charles Clark said. also, next week, a great show. Again, a new person to Fit Talk, Ashley Williams. Ashley has written a book called Results, R-E-S-U-L-T-Z. I read it. It's a 70-page read. It's a really good book. He's a little bit older competitor like us. He's an athlete, period, and him and his wife. And it's a good book, and he's going to be calling to talk about that book and how he got started in fitness and as an athlete. So that's kind of exciting, Jim.
Yeah, I'm behind you. I haven't read it yet, but I do plan on reading that. It got good reviews from Maria.
Well, it did, because I sat there one Sunday afternoon and just read it in a hurry, you know, in about an hour. So it was not that long of a read. Jim is not very gentle, just so you know, Charles Clark. But anyway,
Charles says I'm gentle, and Jim will let you feed him by hand, but don't walk up behind him and startle him or kick you. He might even spin you around and bite you.
Well, that sounds more like the Yorkie, doesn't it? Our Yorkie that we have. She does that. Don't touch her food because she don't like that. She'll come around and snarl at you about her food. So, well, Charles Clark, it's just such a pleasure to have you back joining us. I want to show y'all, MPC and I, the Gladiators, we have every competitor is going to get this signature gladiator ring. Isn't that cool, Mike? Yeah. Jim, put it on your finger.
And for those of you listening on the radio, so this ring looks very similar to the gladiator helmets that we presented as prizes, awards last year.
Right. So it's a really cool little ring, and I think everybody's going to like that.
And maybe you can see that on Facebook.
There you go.
There it is. There you see the gladiator helmet.
Back up just a second. And it looks really, it's a really cool looking ring, but everybody's going to get one of those. It's just a little token. And I think that everybody will enjoy that just for a little trinket to a memorabilia of the show. So. But anyway, so I think we've got a great show planned for tonight. He's going to talk about some things about anti-aging, which me and you need all the help we can get in that area too. Trying to stay young, trying to stay healthy. So that's going to be very, very exciting. But, you know, I had an anniversary of sorts on Tuesday, and some of y'all that posted, I want to thank y'all for all the nice, sweet comments. But, you know, Tuesday was 4 years ago, April the 11th, that I had my first brain surgery. And, you know, consequently, they told me that I would be back to work in 3 weeks.
Right. It's supposed to be one surgery.
One surgery.
You'd be back to work in a matter of just a few weeks.
Just a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And it was almost 4 weeks, 4 years to the day before I went back to work, sort of, kind of. And, you know, I had never posted those graphic pictures of my head, you know, where they cut me and everything, bald headed, no makeup, in the hospital bed, in my pajamas. But, and I think for a number of reasons, Jim, you know, I was very vulnerable. That was a very trying time for me. I was very emotional about it, even up until just even a few months ago. But, you know, God healed me, and he healed me emotionally too, so that I could even look at some of those pictures. As a matter of fact, you know, I didn't even have those pictures. If you remember, you know,
I had the pictures.
You had the pictures. Yeah. I didn't even look at them. But, you know, if you haven't seen the pictures and you would like to hear a little bit about my story and the five brain surgeries, it was the anniversary on Tuesday, 4 years ago. That was my first surgery. And I posted a little bit about that and told people, because a lot of people really didn't know. A lot of people thought I had a brain tumor, right. But I had a disease called...
A rare brain disease.
Called trigeminal neuralgia. And then once I got that, they were trying to correct that. And then I just got some severe things that happened to me once they went in my brain. I got bacterial meningitis. I got hydrocephalus, which is water on the brain. I got several staph infections. I had 11 spinal taps. I had a VP shunt put in my head. It got infected. They had to take it out. I had a titanium plate put in my head. Got infected. They had to take it out. Then I ended up with a LP shunt, which is in my back, in my spine right now as we speak. And I will live with that for the rest of my life, which helps to control the CSF fluid in my brain, the cushion between your brain and the bone in my head. And that has to stay regulated. And that whole system got messed up when they went into my brain. So it was a very trying time. I know it was trying for you. Jim was working and driving back and forth to Shands. I was so scared that, you know, I just felt like I had to have Jim there every night. And even he was working every day. Bless his heart. I'm sorry I made you do all that, honey.
I did take a few days off. But, you know, there were some times when I would spend the night, and then if it was one of those days where you didn't have any major events going on, you know, basically just keeping you in there to get some antibiotics or whatever, then I'd go ahead and try to work every now and then and, yeah, make that trip, get up at about 3:34 in the morning and
drive back
to Georgia and get ready for school, and then drive back after school back down to Gainesville, Florida, to Shands. But yeah, if you haven't seen the post, you know, the main point of the post was, you know, just to remind everybody that, you know, God can heal you. And you know, God did help Maria to heal, and she gave him the credit and the glory.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's been 4 years, and I think this is the best I've been in 4 years, Jim. Wouldn't you agree?
Right. So, you know, when... 2019, when you went in for the surgery, supposedly the one surgery, you know, you were working at Factor X Fitness in Thomasville and in charge of the personal training program there, and had several clients with plans to go back when you healed. But, you know, you just, you know, one surgery turned into five, and a few weeks turned into a few years before you were able to take on any clients, any personal training clients. And now here you are, just now, finally feeling like you're able, physically, emotionally, mentally, strong enough to take on a small number of clients, nothing, you know, compared to what you used to do, but still, you know, take baby steps. And now, how many clients do you have now?
Three.
So you got three clients.
I have three, and I don't want many more than that.
Not trying to get any more.
No, I'm really not trying to get any more because this three is wearing me out. Plus, I'm training myself. I think this is the thing too. I'm training myself back in the gym every day. Cardio. I mean, we did cardio. We did chest, shoulders, triceps, and cardio today. I mean, I used to couldn't even do but one thing to go into the gym. And then to do all that today, I'm just so blessed. And I want to thank all of you who wrote on my post. There's over 100 comments on my post. And some of them are long, Jim. They're not just short. And people just so, gracious and kind and loving and so complimentary. And I just want you to know that none of this would be possible without God's grace and mercy, and I do give him all the glory. Ron Heath, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for joining us. We've got a great show. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to be back, and hopefully Drew will be on the line. If not, Jim can tell you all about his little games on his phone that he plays every day. His word games. We'll be right back after this commercial break. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordial, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, we're eagerly anticipating Drew Green calling in. He was introduced to us by one of our favorite people in the world, Brockman.
That's right. And Brockman is an NPC competitor, amateur bodybuilding competitor, and he has actually competed in 100 competitions. And he's joined us also on Facebook Live, I see.
Well, Brockman, hello. So good to see you. We were talking about you and that you introduced us to Drew. And, we were just talking to Drew, and we just kept talking, and he was so knowledgeable about supplements and about what he did. And, anti-aging is huge right now, Jim. Supplementation, facial things. I mean, it is, it's just so much that we can, that I'm learning personally about anti-aging products, whether it's anything for my face or something, a supplement, whether it's to take collagen or peptides, the science of peptides. I mean, that is huge right now. And I was just mesmerized standing there talking to Drew because he was so, so knowledgeable about so many of those subjects.
Yeah, actually, you know, probably a lot of that over my head. You know a lot more about that kind of product and anti-aging than I do.
All right. I believe we have a caller on the line.
Hello, Drew Green here.
Hey, Drew. Thanks for joining Fit Talk.
Drew, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. You know, just out here living my dream and working to help teach people how to heal themselves.
Well, we were just talking about that, and we just were giving everybody the background about how we met you in Atlanta, and that, you know, our good friend Brockman introduced us to you. And, you know, and he popped up here on the screen. He's listening in tonight. And so, Drew, tell our listening audience just a little bit about you.
Well, you know, I was born in Atlanta, grew up in Florida. And, you know, no one in my family was really into health or wellness or anything like that. But at 13 years old, and this is how I kind of got started, all of a sudden I decided to wake up an hour early and work out before school at 13 from 5 to 6. And then I could take a shower, eat breakfast, and then go to school. And then I was in PE class. So then I'd work out again because they had a weight pile, you know, at school. So I basically did body weight exercise every morning from 13 to 18 years old all the way up through high school. And I was actually exercising and squatting and everything. I played multiple sports, and I was always very highly keen on exercise. So I've been exercising and taking care of myself and eating organic food since 95. I've been exercising since 1986, and I've never stopped. So, you know, through all that, one day my grandmother came up to me and she goes, I saw on Oprah that personal trainers are becoming the new thing. And she goes, I'll pay for you to get your A certification. So I was like, absolutely, I'd like to do that. And so my grandmother actually got me into the business, which is really a cool story, right?
Absolutely,
Yeah, and then so at 20 years old, I went and passed the ACE test. I got a job at Jim Woolard's World Gym down in Boynton Beach, Florida. It was a massive personal training and competitor gym, like Tom and Becky Prince. I'm sure you remember them. You know, I worked with them, you know. So, you know, it was a real good place to kind of learn about, you know, sports therapies and contest dieting and all sorts of other types of cutting-edge kind of technology for back at that time. And then, you know, so I started doing the training for a couple of years. I started my own company. Then in 98, I decided to start creating my own brand. Now, during this time, I was working with a guy named Dr. Jim Nero, naturopath out of South Florida, and I was kind of like an understudy from him from 96 to 2000. So I really, really want to give him a lot of credit because, you know, I would be in his lab and, you know, he taught me so much about fasting. He was putting me on juice fast back in 1996, and I was doing a 3-day, and then I do a 1-day every week just for maintenance. And so, you know, through this whole, I just kept attracting the right people. Like Jim Nero appeared, and then later on, Dr. Berger appeared, who's got a PhD in biochem, and he and I worked together and I learned so much from him. And then I had finally in 2004, I started my own factory. So in 98, I started creating my own line, right? I worked with the factory up until 2003, right? Which is about, you know, it's about what, you know, 6 years, five, 6 years. And then I decided I started buying the equipment and I was just going to make it myself, right? And I had spent thousands of hours down there with Atlas creating products with them. So I decided to roll that into my own contract manufacturing company in 2004. And the name of that company was SciTech Manufacturing. And, you know, we sold to Walmart, GNC, Vitamin Shop. So, you know, through all this time, I kept getting certifications. Like, I had multiple personal training certifications. I had a nutrition certification through Apex. I'm a Marin College sports medicine trained. I started going to Clayton College of Natural Medicine in 2000 to get my natural health doctorate degree and completed it in 2008. You know, so this entire time from 13 on, all I've kept doing is keep putting one foot in front of the other, and I kept expanding my knowledge and experience through that knowledge and then applying it with the people that I'm working with. And it's really my passion, because I believe, like, this is kind of like how God created me, right? This is like, this is my purpose. This is my passion. It's not a job to me. It never has been. It's something that I absolutely have joy doing, and I love it. And God has given me the creativity, and I'm very blessed to have the insight that He's given me through all these years. So yeah, I would say that's kind of like how I got to biogenics today, right?
Well, listen, we certainly could hear and see your passion when we met you. And I think that's what attracted us to him, right, Jim? I mean, he was just infectious. I was just hanging on every word you said, Drew.
You can tell when people believe in their own product, and he does.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the reason I'm so excited about this particular brand, because I've owned multiple brands, but this particular, to me, holds a very dear to my heart, because this is about regenerating people from the inside out. Like, when you think of an anti-aging company, everyone thinks of skincare.
Right.
But now the technology has increased. Now we have internal products that basically reverse wrinkles, internal products that basically help burn fat in the metabolism. No stimulants, no chemicals. 100% natural and holistic. All right. And so this is a new game changing paradigm and technology that we've created. We have a nanotechnology, and it increases the absorption rate anywhere between, you know, as low as 50 to 60% increase, sometimes 2 to 300%, depending upon the product. Certain products seem to get a better pop on the absorption rate. And it also depends upon people's gut health, right? Their microbiome. Like, if someone has leaky gut syndrome, for example, they're usually not absorbing most of their nutrients,
right?
So we don't know who has leaky gut and who doesn't,
you know,
when we're doing the blood work. So, you know, but what we do is we take a scientific approach to it. We tested 50 people on the AMPK, which is our anti-aging regenerative product that helps you lose body fat and increases longevity by lengthening your telomeres, which is connected to your DNA that tells you how long you're going to live, right? And it lengthens those telomeres to increase longevity. You know, it has microbiome health ingredients in it to basically heal the gut, to correct maybe the leaky gut syndrome, which a huge percentage of the population has.
You know, I learned about leaky gut several years ago, and I'm pretty sure that I had it after all those antibiotics that I took, you know, through these 5 brain surgeries. I mean, my whole gut was just ruined. I had no good bacteria, you know, from all those strong antibiotics, and I'm pretty sure that I had it. And of course, that's better now, but I learned a lot about, I was just flabbergasted about how that can happen to people, but it does happen, and it can cause people to be very unhealthy. So some of your products can help reverse that.
Yeah, actually, all of our products have a microbiome benefit to them, because it doesn't matter how much you take; it only matters how much you absorb.
Right.
I'm going to say that again. It does not matter how much you take; it only matters how much you absorb. And so you could be taking the right dose, but if it's not, if the villi in there, right, in, you know, in the digestive system aren't uptaking the nutrients, then it doesn't matter. It's not going to get there. So what we decided was, is how do we get it into the blood versus it going through the digestive tract, our particular product, right?
Right.
So we created a nanotechnology that makes the particles super small and tiny, and then it allows it to permeate into the body a lot easier because it goes into the blood. So you, the absorption rate on ours are considerably higher because of that particular nanotechnology, and it's natural. It's a natural nanotechnology. And so that's what enables our product to be delivered directly into the blood, to bypass, you know, a good portion of the gut, and then to have more of a, like, a whole body systemic regeneration. Like, our brand, Biogenics, is about, it's a regenerative brand to, like, help heal the, you know, heal your adrenal gland, anything to do with the endocrine system, the pituitary, to get it signaling correctly again. That's what our products do. It's more in the signaling and regeneration part, which there's no other brand out there like that, right? You have people saying anti-aging, but like I said, almost all of them are doing just skincare. We are coming out with some skincare in the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 months. We're working on products now, but no one's done the internal. So we're going to have an internal and an external anti-aging program for people.
Wow. Well, you know, I believe this is the wave of the future. And I mean, I'm seeing it, I'm hearing it, with a lot of companies, you know, because, you know, us baby boomers, we want to live longer and we don't want to look old and wrinkly and we want to feel better. We want to look better, from the inside out, you know, and then if you go through anything medically, kind of like I did, and your system gets down, you know, then you need something to build you back up. And the only thing out there is, you know, the doctors, and nothing against doctors. I'm not anti-doctor, but, you know, they just wanted to keep giving me medicine, which was killing my gut, killing my, you know, it was just not helping me. It wasn't helping me really to get well, was it, Jim? It was making me sicker.
Well, you know, an antibiotic means against life, antibiotic. Biotic is life, is against. So against life. So it just kills everything.
Yeah.
So, but you're killing all your good bacteria too.
Right.
Which is, so yeah, you're absolutely right that causes leaky gut, because then your absorption goes down. And a lot of people, especially women, they get candidiasis a lot more rapidly after they take antibiotics, almost all the time. They have relapses and things like that, and they're kind of like chronically sick over and over again. It may go 3, 4, 5, 6 months, and it'll come back, the candidiasis. So, you know, a lot of that is really caused by the antibiotics. If you're not taking antibiotics, then there's another reason. But the majority of the time, the antibiotics are the cause.
And I think that's in part was what was happening to me, because I was taking the strongest antibiotics that is made to man. I mean, if I get sick now and have a bad infection, I don't know that those antibiotics are going to cure that. You know, that's why I'm very, very, I'm not a germaphobe, but I'm very concerned about any kind of bacterial infection, because I had to take so much, you know, vicamycin, and on and on and on and on. I mean, I came home with a PICC line in my arm and had to give myself antibiotics. And for weeks, so I'm pretty sure that's what happened to me. You know, and it just took all the good things that I had in my body out. You know, trying to kill the bad thing that was trying to kill me. You know,
correct.
But on a better note, now, you know, I am doing better. I am, but you know, I'm just so curious and so. Excited about all these new products coming out. Now, you gave Jim something when we were in Atlanta, and Jim's been taking it. Tell him what you gave Jim.
I believe, did I give you the AMPK, Jim?
Yes.
Yeah. So the AMPK is the one that lengthens the telomeres, that extends longevity. But what else it does is it corrects mitochondria. The mitochondria in the body are what basically utilize blood glucose, right? It basically is called the powerhouse of the cell, and it basically burns fuel, you know, carbs, proteins, and fat, okay? So what happens as we age, we get insulin resistance, where our pancreas either secretes less insulin or it's secreting the insulin, but the cells aren't uptaking the insulin correctly and it's not absorbing. Either way, eventually you become diabetic. And some people have both, which has been really troublesome. Okay. So what this product does is it corrects that abnormality in the mitochondria to get it functioning at a much higher level. And there's some antioxidants in there like R-lipoic acid that basically regenerate the mitochondria. And R-lipoic is one of the few ingredients that's both water and fat soluble, completely 50-50. You can go into any part of the cell. And so that product, you know, lowers blood sugar. We have, Gymnema sylvestri, which blocks the uptake of sugar. So if you take this product and you eat some sugar, it's going to block the glucose absorption and actually lower your blood glucose that way. And it also helps your pancreas secrete more insulin. So, like, our products are really scientific. There's a lot of research that went into this, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours. We have clinical white papers that we did after we did all the testing that we wrote. We paid a degree biochemist who has a master's degree and been in the industry 24 years. She was blown away at how well the products actually worked. We gave her a sample of the products, and she said they were the best products she's ever taken. So that's what the AMPK does. It corrects the mitochondria function. It extends life. It does have, you know, Bacillus coagulans, which is the only heat stable. Well, there's two heat stable strains. So it does not have to be refrigerated, and there's 10 billion live cultures in every dose. So
wow.
We have that. Fulvic acid, which heals the microbiome. It also pulls heavy metals and plaque out of the arteries. Right?
Wow.
It's got a very good dose of the fulvic acid. So these products are they're high end. We didn't spare anything. Like most supplements, to make the product where it works enough, and then they're going to try to maximize how much money they make. The way that I've created the products is what do I have to do to help heal people? My intention is to help heal people, right? And so I put in clinical doses based upon the clinical research, based upon peer-reviewed journals. All of our products are created off peer-reviewed journals around the world. And then we look and do that, do the discovery on that information, do the research. And then we find out, like I found out that in order to lower cortisol significantly, phosphatidylserine, you have to have 500 milligrams because I looked at all the research and I had the degree chemist looking it up with me and it's 500 milligrams, but nobody uses more than 100. Why? Because it's too expensive. So what I decided to do is I'm going to have the highest intention to make the best product to help heal people. And I don't care if the price is going to be a lot more than what another competitor would do. We're a premier brand. We're a regeneration anti-aging brand. They're all selling supplements. We're selling the next generation of supplements.
Right.
And I decided to be more, it's going to have to be more expensive, but the products work incredible. Like we don't make a product that doesn't work incredible, and they're all tested.
Well, I mean, this is just all super tech, you know, way above mine and Jim's head.
Yeah. The product I took, and I wish I'd have brought the bottle with me, but I didn't. But it's a yellow capsule. I can't remember the name of it. It's a yellow capsule. I take it three times a day with food, and I do remember that, you know, the claims on the bottle. Increase energy, increase libido, help you to shed body fat, help you to increase strength and muscle mass. And I will tell you that since I've been taking those, I have had some really, really good workouts in the gym. I have added some muscle. I feel like my energy levels are up. So it's working for me.
Let me say hello to Amanda Louise. Thank you for joining us. Michael Gibbs and Charles Clark, your comments are always so fun. But Drew, I mean, you know, it seems to be working for Jim. But you're right. I mean, this is the next generation of supplements. This is not your average supplement that an average person would go into Walmart and buy. Am I correct?
Correct. Yeah, or even GNC. It's not like you could even buy a product like this in GNC. It's that unique. I mean, who's using a liposomal nanotechnology? Nobody.
Right.
Because they don't want to spend the money. You know, they don't want to make it scientific. They want to make money. I want to make money too, but I want to make money knowing I'm healing people, and I'll make less and have joy doing it than try to make more just and then put in not enough ingredients that I know are going to help the people.
Certainly understand that. Well, hold that thought, Drew. We're going to come right back. We're going to take a commercial break, but don't go away, Drew. We're going to continue this conversation about anti-aging products and supplements and this new technology, this nanotechnology, right after this commercial break. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
Drew, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Drew, so interesting. I think that, you know, a lot of people are going to be interested in this. If somebody's interested in talking to you or wants to know more about Biogenics, how can they find you and your products?
Well, it's www.biogenics, that's biogenix-usa.com, and we have a chat section on there, so they can basically just go down to the chat. They can read all the information on the website, and if they have questions, they can go to the chat and, you know, they can request a phone call, and someone will get back to them, you know, if they want someone to call them directly. So, you know, we have very good customer service. We ship all of our packages second day air.
Wow. Now, does any of these products have to be refrigerated?
No, none of them need to be refrigerated, and they have a 3-year shelf life.
And what are some of the things, you have products for men and women, or are these unisex?
They are unisex, but the branding right now, we're changing them to make them separated a little bit more. So we're coming out with a new label for the women's line that's going to be kind of like, you know, white and indigo and black. And actually, I've been working on that today with my graphic designers. So, yeah, we plan on launching a new website with both the men and women's line, where there are basically similar products, but it's a little geared more towards women specifically. So this way it's more of a true men's and women's line.
I gotcha. And, you know, we, men and women have different needs. And especially as we get older, you know, women in particular have a lot of different needs because we're losing hormones. We're losing all kinds of things. And I just think this is so interesting. And, you know, I think that our listeners are going to find that it's very interesting, too, because there's so many. I mean, you can get pulled in so many different directions. You know, Walmart's got supplements. GNC's got supplements. Five Star Nutrition's got supplements. Every gym you go to has supplements. And so it can get quite confusing. If somebody's out there looking for a particular supplement, what should they look for if they're looking for a good quality supplement?
It's hard. I mean, it's really hard to know. I mean, you know, unless you understand, like, what the ingredients do and the dosage amounts that are required to be in there, you really don't know. And so there really isn't a way for you to know whether or not it's a really good brand. I mean, the best thing is look at Amazon reviews and see, you know, that's what most people do to determine whether or not to purchase a product, or they look at the reviews on the website. But there's really nothing, because these aren't drugs, they're natural products. They are controlled through the FDA. But they're allowed a lot greater latitude without oversight unless there's an issue. And then they usually spot check that if they get like a complaint. And that's how companies get in trouble. They just can't police all of the pharmacies, all of that, and the entire supplement industry. So they usually wait for some complaints to come in, and then they start sending an agent to do research to look into it, and then they get in trouble.
Yeah.
So, but there's really no way to really know exactly. You'd have to be an expert, which it sucks for like the people who are trying to figure out whether to buy a product and whether it's going to work or not. But that's pretty much how it is. I mean, because unless you know, like you can have, for example, if you, you know, calcium carbonate is only 2% bioavailable to the body. Calcium citrate is about 75 to 80% bioavailable. So if you don't even know the forms, like the correct forms, and some of those need to be in the right ratio. Like for calcium to absorb, you have to have double the amount of calcium to magnesium, and you need boron and D to really increase the calcium to improve bone density. But who knows, you need 10 milligrams of boron citrate with it, you know, in a minimum of 2,500 IUs of vitamin D. That's what the research says, but who knows that? Only a handful of people like myself, unfortunately, right? I mean, most supplement companies don't know any of this stuff. They're out to make money. So it's a different intention, and they're not bad for going out to make money. We all want to make money, right? We can't live. But I'm just saying they don't live and breathe like helping people, right? It's more about just sales and making the product and brand really big, and less about changing people's lives. Now, there are brands out there that are about changing people's lives, and those are the brands I would gravitate to and research and see who's doing that, and then maybe use that as a better gauge, because there's really nothing on the label that can tell you.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, the best thing I think people can do is to try to educate themselves. You know, if you're going to buy something, you know, find out about that product. You know, go see the reviews. You know, make sure that the product has quality ingredients. But, you know, you said something that really caught my attention. You know, even though these products say that they have such and such in them, if there's not enough of that good stuff in it, it's not going to help you. I mean,
exactly.
You know. And that's where you have to know the difference. So you have to educate yourself a little bit, you know, be your own advocate.
And a good starting point with that, when you do your research, is your goal. You know, what is your goal? You know, you asked earlier, Murray, you know, what's a good supplement to take? And obviously It depends. You know, are you trying to lose weight? Are you trying to build muscle? Are you trying to, you know, get more energy? Are you trying to, you know, what's your goal? What's your goal? And if you'll, you know, do your research based on that, you know, what supplement helps with this particular goal, that's a starting point.
Correct. You know, there's a good book that came out by Dr. James and Phyllis Balch, B-A-L-C-H, called Prescription for Nutritional Healing. And it's where I tell everyone to start because it's real simple, it's a real easy read. They don't go into like a lot of scientific terms. They do give you a lot of detail on ingredients and dosage amounts, though. And I wouldn't say it's like as accurate as me looking at the studies, but they've done a really, really good job on putting thousands of ingredients in there and outlining a general rule of thumb of a minimum amount required to have an effect.
Now, tell us the name of that book again so our listeners can hear.
Prescription for Nutritional Healing.
Prescription for Nutritional Healing. And yep. Is that on Amazon?
It should be. Oh, yeah. It's been okay. Out. It's a national bestseller.
Okay.
Been out since 95, I think I bought my first copy.
Okay.
You know, when I first got into the business, I saw it in the bookstore, and I bought it. And I'm like, man, this thing looks really good. And I just kept reading books. I kept reading books. I mean, I still read a lot every day. I think that's important. If you have to read up and become knowledgeable, like you were saying, Jim, you have to really take personal responsibility for your health. Nobody else is going to do it. You're the captain of your own ship. You're the captain of your body. You're the captain of what you put in your mouth, right? You're the captain of what you're eating and what you're drinking, right? So it's all of your choice. But how do we get to understanding, number one, what do we want? What's our goal? And once we understand what our goal is, then what do we need to do in order to get there? And this is where I would recommend hiring an expert like myself or somebody else, finding someone who can help you navigate through that, I think is the easiest, quickest way to actually getting results, you know, for long term, because you can try to study that all you want, but people like myself and other people, they've been doing it for years and years and years and years, and they've had 1,000 clients or 500 clients. And that experience trumps the reading, right? The reading helps you put things together with how it all works.
Right.
But then it's the experience of someone like myself and then knowing how to make those changes because you've dealt with so many people and you know what you did to help them get there. And then so you need someone like that, someone that has that kind of experiential background in this field. And I would hire that person. You don't have to hire them full time, like, you know, but hire them for 3 months and learn every single thing that you can about your goal. And then you're on your own. You're the captain of your own ship. You use the guy or gal for three months to learn everything. And then boom, you're off on your journey. You know, I wanted to share one thing real quick. And I was born with asthma, severe asthma. I almost died twice. Okay. I started talking to Dr. Jim Nero in 96, and he says, oh, I want to put you on the Jonathan Christopher fast. He wrote a book called Back to Eden, one of the first naturopaths to actually publish a book in the 1920s. And he said, buy the book, and after you read the book, come back, and then I'm going to put you on the Jonathan Christopher juice fast. Because he knew I had asthma, and he knew I had allergies and all that. Bad, bad sinusitis. So he put me on it, right? And I read the book, and he put me on the fast. After 3 days, like most of like my allergies, and I had all this mucus coming out of my body, like it was crazy, right? Like what was like, it's just a crazy fast. But it was amazing. I had energy like after the first day. I had loads of energy. And I did this fast once a quarter, and then once a week, I would do it on Sunday. So I'd be fasting on Sunday every week. And after about 3 years of doing the fasting, no more asthma, no more allergies. Wow. Pollen doesn't even affect me anymore. I'd clean my body out. Now, had I not been eating organic foods, I'm still doing detoxing now. I've got detoxification products. I do infrared sauna, which is detoxifying my body. So I'm still doing things today. I'm doing fasting once a week on a Sunday. Most Sundays I'm doing it once a week. So, you know, just to clean the body out, you got to let the body rest. And so this is what people don't realize. Fasting is probably the number one thing you can do to basically reverse aging. Because when you're fasting and you do it, especially juice fasting, or you can do a traditional, just no food at all and just drink water, you know, you're removing all of those toxins are getting out of your body. Plus your organs are resting. The food that you're eating, typically, like, you know, if you're eating several times a day, the body has to keep, you know, breaking it down. The insulin pump, right from the pancreas to secrete the insulin's going constantly. And so when you're fasting, all that's resting, right? So it's kind of like getting an oil change for your car. That's what a fast is. You're getting an oil change for your body.
I like that. You're getting an oil change for your body when you're fasting and letting the body rest and cleaning out all the gunk. I like that, Drew. That's very, very good.
Yeah, and then you know, Biogenics, I created a product called Eliminatrix, right? And what this product does is it actually pulls the heavy metals out of the body too, but I have a double whammy. I got the EDTA, which does it, and I have the fulvic acid in there. It has the 10 billion life cultures, and then it has like a bunch of different forms of magnesium, things like Cape Aloe. What this does, it absorbs all the bacteria in the gut, and it helps to form a larger stool, and then you eliminate for like days. Like almost everyone that comes to me going, they're like, their bowel movements are 3-4 times a day where they were once a day. Mm-hmm. It's incredible at pulling everything out of the body and then pulling it and then pushing it out. So that's the thing that on a lot of fasting doesn't happen. You're not removing the waste. So I like the fasting, but our product here removes the waste. And if that waste doesn't get removed, what ends up happening is all those toxins stay basically, you know, in the intestine, the small and large intestine, right? And then it recirculates back into the blood, and that's how you get autoimmune disease.
Now, one of our viewers, Charles, has posted some people have had cancer disappear after a 30-day water and electrolyte fast, but you've got to be more motivated than a Navy SEAL to do it, he reports.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, Drew, listen, we are about out of time and we have to sign off here. But listen, thank you so much for calling in. We hope that you will call in again. We'll set it up. And because what a knowledgeable person, Jim. Drew, you're just a treasure trove of knowledge.
Thank you for calling in.
And thank you for calling in and sharing with our listeners.
Absolutely.
Tell us one more time where they can find you on the website.
It's Biogenics, Biogenix-USA.com. And don't forget, if you have any questions, just go to the chat bot and someone will get back to you very quickly. And, you know, if you wanted to talk and you want a phone call, that's fine. Leave your phone number and we'll have someone call you directly.
All right. Thank you, Drew.
Thank you, Drew, so much. That was
thank you
Drew,
so much.
That was Drew Green, ladies and gentlemen, and the managing director for Biogenics, natural anti-aging products that help you from the inside out.
Right.
And just great guy. We love Drew. We think he's just very knowledgeable, and he taught me a lot.
Knowledgeable, energetic. He seems sincere. Thank you, Barbara Hodges, for joining us on Facebook Live, and Beverly Smith all the way from Cambridge, Ohio.
That's right. Thank y'all for joining us tonight. And listen, if you're in the Valdosta area Saturday, you don't want to miss this event, the Strongman Competition. Dr. Jake Croft going to be over there in the mall parking lot by the side of Crunch Fitness, where they always typically have the fairground thing. Bring your chair, bring your bottle of water. They'll have food trucks out there. And Jim, it's going to be a great day.
I'll be there. You'll be there. I'm looking forward to it.
I just wish you had been competing, Jim.
Well, I wish I was too. But, you know, sometimes this old body won't cooperate. It keeps breaking down with these little injuries.
I don't think you need to be picking up any heavy sandbags anywhere with your back.
That might bring on a new injury.
That might bring on a new injury. That's correct. Always, every day, it's something new with us isn't it?
That's right. Well, you just keep on keeping on, though.
That's what we do. We just keep on keeping on, work through all of our injuries. Well, again, thank everyone that joined us today. But again, thank everyone that sent such wonderful, sweet posts about my surgery pictures. And y'all were just so kind. Each and every one of you touched my heart. Every day there's more and more, and I haven't read all of them. I'm going to make sure that I read every one, though. And Jim's got to finish reading them, too, because he'll be impressed with all the kind words. So I do appreciate that.
I've checked in on there twice, but every day there's, 50 more.
Yeah, at least. So I appreciate all your kind words. And, Mike, thank you for being here with us today and always making us sound good and look good.
Always glad to be here.
All right. Well, Jim, I think this might be a wrap.
Well, everyone, remember to keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. Bye-bye now.